Well, we haven't done this in a while, perhaps because I'm hungry, but probably more importantly because all three of our football teams are home this weekend. LSU, Tulane, and the Saints all home this weekend, so tailgating with the weather forecast as such is going to be big time this weekend. So with that, we thought we'd turn to one of our favorites, and that's the head chef over at Bourne, over at the Hyatt Regency. That's Brian Landry. He's a part of the Best Restaurant Group. And Brian, good morning. Happy football week to you, sir.
You as well.
Thank you. How are things over at Bourne? I know that folks are really kind of figuring the whole thing out and finding you all, and so far so good from what I can understand.
Yeah, we've had some great times with folks lately. It seems that the Saints winning and the excitement surrounding the new Pelicans has the energy buzzing in the restaurant and all over the city, so we've been cooking up a storm.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, folks come in from out of town to cover the Saints and the Pelicans all the time, and they, where do I go for a steak? And I have a place for them. Most of them say, where do I go for seafood? And I think that I probably got to put Bourne at the top of the list. You guys have pretty much the freshest stuff every day, don't you?
We do. We have great relationships with local purveyors and crabbers and oystermen, and the access to product we get is pretty unrivaled.
Chef Brian Landry with us here on the Black and Blue Report. All right, Chef, give it to me now. What is right up your alley with regard to tailgating? When you get the chance to do it, I know you're really busy, but when you get the chance to do it, what are the must-haves at your tailgate?
I like things that people can just pick at. I'm not a big fan of, like, plates and utensils at a tailgate. I want people to just walk by and grab a handful of something. So one of the things I like to do is a bunch of different skewered items. Because Bourne does kind of a Spanish take on Creole cuisine, we do a lot of dishes that can be shared, like, appetizer-wise. And a couple of the real popular ones we have are shrimp pinchos, and the pinchos is a skewered, like, Spanish tapa. And we just throw those on the grill, make a quick little tomato and almond and piquillo pepper sauce. And it all sounds complicated, but it's really not.
All right. Do you want to, because not only do I like Bourne, but, for selfish reasons, I'm having you on today's Black and Blue Report so that you can share with our listeners something they can do to liven up their tailgate this weekend. You want to keep going down this path and
yeah,
tell the folks how to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I think one of the best ones, and it's definitely one of the most popular items on Bourne's menu, is the one we call duck poppers. And it's actually something most people in Southeast Louisiana do at the hunting camp during duck season. And it's really where we just take a duck breast and we season it up with Creole seasoning and we just sear it real quickly, either on a grill or in a pan, and then we'll slice it up. And we pickle some jalapeno. You can buy them in the jars, but we make them from scratch at the restaurant. And you roll that duck breast around that jalapeno. But to really finish it off, a lot of the wild ducks we shoot down here when we're hunting, they don't have a lot of fat. So what we do is we roll that duck breast and jalapeno in a piece of bacon and then skewer it up and throw it on the grill. And it's like this perfect little smoky, rich bite with a little bit of spice from that jalapeno. You can eat a handful of them if you want to. But the one thing we do different, I think, at the restaurant that really helps bring it all together is we make a little herb cream cheese, and then we also make a little cane syrup sauce with a little sherry vinegar. And when you add the richness from the cream cheese and the sweetness from that cane vinegar sauce, man, I could eat plates full of these things.
You had me at bacon, by the way.
Exactly.
Take me back to the duck breast for a minute, because you talked about it, you said it was almost like you barely move
barely
it over the
cook
grill.
It the first
but
time.
But really, but I don't cook a whole lot of duck. It seems to me it would be like any other bird. You got to cook the whole thing through, right?
You don't.
No.
Not with duck. With duck, you can really it actually tastes best around medium rare, especially with wild ducks. Let's say the ones you're hunting for yourself. If you overcook duck, it can get a little tough and dry. So with the duck, you really are cooking it twice because you're searing it the first time. And then after you wrapped it in bacon and you put it back on the grill, you really are bringing it up to around medium. And I think that's probably the perfect way to eat it.
All right, the cream cheese seems simple enough, but the sauce may be a little more complicated. Not everybody's got sherry around.
You can use balsamic. So all it is this. Equal parts of cane syrup. Steen's is the local one we always use. And balsamic vinegar or sherry vinegar. Either one works. So equal parts. Let's say 4 ounces and 4 ounces. Put it in a pan and just simmer it until it goes back to 4 ounces. So when you add the two together, you got 8, and you just simmer it till it reduces, and it'll hold forever. So if you make one little batch of this stuff, keep it in your refrigerator or even in your pantry, you always have access to it. And it's one of these great little sauces you can use on just about anything.
Duck poppers from Brian Landry at Bourne. I tell you what, Brian, if you'll come back, your recipe today has earned you, I think, frequent visitor status. You may have to top yourself each time we have you on, but I hope you'll come back.
I'd love to be back. I'm really excited. I mean, the Pelicans this year, I think they're going to do great things.
I think you're right. I think we're all excited about that. All right, football this weekend. You got any Saints-Bills predictions for us, Brian?
I mean, I think the home crowd brings it home for us, you know. I'm excited to see the turnout before and after the game. So, you know, when the dome lets out at 3 o'clock, it's happy hour at Bourne until 6. So after a good Saints win, come get some half-price drinks, $5 tapas, dollar catfish buns. We'll have another party.
Well, good plug there. Nice job. That's good work. And you know what? One of the great things about a podcast is that folks who have kind of made their way through this and say, I'm going to make that, they can rewind and go back and listen, or they can listen all over again. So good stuff. Brian, thanks for coming on. Enjoy the weekend. I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Brian Landry, the chef at Bourne over there, part of the Best Restaurant Group. That's good stuff. Duck poppers, producer Dan. I'm all over it, man. That's going to be good this weekend.